important topic. It's a pressing matter in Klal Yisrael, and it's a pressing matter in our minds. Ironically, someone from the shiur just texted me, "Rebbe, I'm sorry I can't make it to shiur today. I'm helping my father shovel snow." So I said, "That's very ironic, because today we're going to talk about Kibud Av V'Em versus Torah study." So we'll have to see. We'll have to see if he's correct in shoveling. So I should say to his father, "I'm sorry, I have a shiur, and I have to be at the shiur." Okay, but the Gemara really breaks it down into three very interesting Mamari Chazal that appear in Megillah Tazayin Amud Beis on Tiyot Zayin Amud Aleph. Where it begins at the bottom of Tazayin Amud Beis, Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishra L'melech HaChashverosh V'Gadol HaYehudim V'Ratzoy L'Rov Echav. You think at the end of the Megillah, the praises of Mordechai is Mishra L'melech HaChashverosh, and he's a great Jew, and he's beloved by most of his brothers. So most of us would have probably read that and thought that the Megillah is ending with the great praise of Mordechai. And then Chazal Darshan L'Rov Echav V'Lo L'Chol Echav. Most people liked Mordechai, but some of the chevra was not so happy with Mordechai. Melamed shepirshu mimenu miktsas Sanhedrin. That some of the members of the Sanhedrin were disgusted by Mordechai's enter into politics. That Mordechai was mishnah l'melech HaChashverosh, he was involved in political matters. He was taking away from his Torah study in order to spend more time in politics. This was seen as a terrible thing amongst some of his brothers. And the Marsha is medayik. The fact that it says Echav, it must be talking about, right, not just Stam Klal Yisrael's position about Mordechai, but those who are his brothers. Who are his brothers? The members of the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Meitzalas Nefashos. From here we see that Torah study is in fact greater than saving lives. Which sounds like a remarkable statement. We're going to have to analyze that and figure out how that could be. Does that mean I shouldn't close my Gemara? If I see someone drowning in a river, I should just continue to learn and say, I'm sorry, Talmud Torah comes over, is greater than Hatzalas Nefashos. Okay, and instead of proving it, and we'll have to come back to this much later when we get to the Chassidus part of this year from the Lubavitch Rebbe. But keep in mind, it's interesting. What proof does Rav Yosef bring that Torah is greater than Atzalas Nefashos? What would you expect this proof to be? You'd expect this proof to be what the Gemara just said, that Mordechai Yehudi was favorable to Rov Echav and not L'Chol Echav. And yet, what does he bring? Rav Yosef brings a different source, different pasuk. De'meikara chashav leila Mordechai basar arba l'vasof basar chamisha. Initially in Sefer Ezra, Mordechai is placed fifth on the list of great Jews. And then later on, he got demoted to the sixth slot on the list. Meikar Aksiv, Asher Barim Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemya, Sraya, Re'elaya, Mordechai Bilshan, number five on the list. Ulevasof, and afterwards, now just to understand what this Ulevasof is, the Marsha comments that Mordechai actually traveled to Eretz Yisrael twice. He was part of the original Yishuv that went up to Eretz Yisrael in the hopes of building the Beis HaMikdash. Then he came back, and that was when the Purim story took place. And then he was part of the Aliyah Shniyah that went back to Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Marsha puts together sort of the background to this story. So the first time Mordechai went up, he was number five on the list. The second time, it's Sefer Nechemiah in the seventh parak, when he went up, says the pasuk of Vesov Ksiv, Habayim im Zubavel, Yeshua, Nechemiah, Azaria, Ramya, Nachmani, and Mordechai Bilshan, number six. So he got demoted. Why did he get demoted? Because apparently, in between those two times he went to Eretz Yisrael, when he went initially to build the Beis HaMikdash, when he went back the second time, right, that's when the Purim story took place. And Mordechai, because he got involved in politics and took away from his learning time, he lost the esteem of his colleagues, and therefore he was demoted. That's why in Sefer Nechemiah you find him in the sixth slot, as opposed to earlier in Sefer Ezra you find him in the fifth slot. Okay, very interesting. The Gemara goes further with the second statement. Greater is Torah study even than the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Where do we see that? When Ezra was learning from his Rebbe, Baruch ben Neria, he refused, as long as Baruch ben Neria was still alive and teaching him Torah, he said, I don't have an obligation to build the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going up to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because greater is Torah study than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Again, a very strong statement. And number three, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Av V'Em. Learning Torah is greater than helping your father shovel the snow. So it seems from the simple reading of the Gemara, we'll have to see. Shekol Hosan Shanim Shayu Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eber Lo Nanash. We know that Yaakov left his parents' home for many, many years. And Yaakov was punished that one of his children would leave his home for many years. Who's that? Yosef. How many years was Yosef away from Yaakov Avinu? 22 years. How many years was Yaakov Avinu away from his parents? 36 years. There's a discrepancy of 14 years. Those 14 years that Yaakov spent studying in yeshiva Shame ve'ever, yeshivas ever, right, according to the Gemara, but base ever, lo ne'enash. Yaakov was not punished for those years. Why? He was disregarding his parental obligation to go learn Torah. Shouldn't Yosef have been taken away for an additional 14 years? Says the Gemara, apparently not. Why? Gadol Talmud Torah. Yosef Mikibat Aveim. So for all those years that Yaakov was learning in yeshiva, he was never punished for that. The Gemara has a long arichus, and the first parak of Megillah more or less ends with this. Uminalim delo mianash. How do you know? In fact, that Yaakov wasn't punished. Now we're at this point, we're on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Titania nimtza Yosef Shapirish me'aviv esrim ushtayim shana. Keshem Shapirish Yaakov vino me'aviv. Right? We see that Yosef was away from his father 22 years, the same way that Yaakov was away from his father 22 years. Says the Gemara, Yaakov was away from his father 36 years. The Yaakov plus in Vishisa Havir. The Gemara has a long calculation to work out these numbers. Ella, it must be that they are baser, the Havir base Aver, lo chashiv lehu. Those 14 years he was learning in the yeshiva of Aver, he wasn't punished for. Okay, but the other 22 years Yaakov was away, he was punished for. Just so you should know, what were the 22 years that Yaakov was away? How long was he in base Lavan? How long was Yaakov by Lavan before in the Torah? 20 years. So the Gemara says, where did you get 22 years? Yosef was away from Yaakov 22 years. Yaakov was punished for 22 years. What are those extra 2 years? And then the first parak of Megillah concludes by saying that Yaakov spent 2 years on the road traveling. Okay, so it's 20 years of Beis Lavan plus an additional 2 years on the road. Okay, of these three Ma'amari Chazal, which one would you say is the biggest Chiddush? The first one's the biggest Chiddush, right? The first one is clearly the biggest Chiddush, that Torah even trumps saving lives. Secondly, Torah trumps the thing that we're all waiting for, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and Torah trumps one's personal obligation to one's parents. So the Sifsei Chachamim, not Rav Shabsai Bas, who is the Sifsei Chachamim's super commentary on Rashi, but Rav Avram Abba Herzl, the Sifsei Chachamim on Shas. Okay, he wrote on several Meseches, he wrote on Brachos, and Rosh Hashanah, and Megillah. So in the Sifsei Chachamim, Meseches Megillah, he points out that the three examples of our Gemara are in descending order, from the biggest Chiddush to the smallest Chiddush. Okay? Anyone know what mechanism, what term the Gemara uses in other places to refer to a series of statements where it goes from the biggest Chiddush to the smallest Chiddush? Meaning, once I've said, what I'm really asking is, once you say that Torah trumps Hatzalas Nefashos, so then certainly it's going to trump Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and certainly it's going to trump Kibud Av V'Em. So the Sifsei Chachamim calls this, right? Well, it is Kal V'Chomer. But there's two techniques. I want to introduce you to this because you'll see it sometimes in Shas. That's why I'm making this point. Right? The Gemara uses two different techniques. Sometimes it uses a technique called Zo V'Ein Tzarech Lomer Zo. Right? This, and I don't even need to say this. That's the technique that's actually being used here. Okay, and sometimes the Gemara uses a different technique called lo zu af zu. What's the difference between these two techniques? Which one's easier to understand? The one that's easier to understand is lo zu af zu. Right? If it would have put it in the other order, it would have said, not only does Torah trump Kivud Av V'Em, right, lo zu, but af zu. The Torah study even trumps Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And not only that, Torah study trumps even, right? So then we would have seen the Gemara as going from the smaller Chiddush to the bigger Chiddush. Right? Lo zu, af zu. Not only this, but even this. What the Gemara is actually doing is the other principle, says the Sifsei Chachamim. It's a funnier principle. It's a little stranger to understand, where the Torah says, zo v'ein tzarech lomer zo, or zu v'ein tzarech lomer zu. Right? This, and I don't even need to tell you this. Meaning what? So if you don't need to tell me, so why are you telling it to me? Right? That's why it's a funny principle. But the Gemara is speaking from the greatest Chiddush to the smallest Chiddush. Right? Once I tell you, you don't that Torah study trumps Hatzalas Nefashos, right? Zov ain't Tzarech Lomer Zov. I wouldn't even need to tell you, even though the Gemara does tell us, that Torah study trumps Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And I certainly wouldn't need to tell you, Zov ain't Tzarech Lomer Zov. I certainly wouldn't need to tell you that Torah is greater than Kibud Av V'Em. So says the Sifsei Chachamim, our Gemara is actually following that principle. Zov ain't Tzarech Lomer Zov. I'll tell you the biggest Chiddush first, and then I'll tell you the lesser Chiddush as we go along. So since the Sifsei Chachamim points that out, I want to take a look at each of these three statements, and I want to look at them in the order from the smallest Chiddush to the biggest Chiddush. Okay, so if you allow me, we're going to turn the Gemara upside down. We'll go from the smaller Chiddush and work our way up to the bigger Chiddush. We'll just comment a little bit. We'll touch on each of the three statements of the Gemara. What was the smallest Chiddush, so to speak? That Torah study overrides Kibud Av V'Em. Now, that may be the smallest of the three Chiddushim, but that's not a small Chiddush at all. To say that Torah study is going to override Kibbut Avayim is a remarkably powerful statement. Why? Because we know in source number 2, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the laws of Kibbut Avayim, Yoredeya Reish Mem, Sif Aleph, Tzarech Lizar Me'od, Bechod Avi V'imo Uvamora. It's not often that you find, there are other examples, but it's not every day that you find the Shulchan Aruch, Lizar Me'od, be very diligent about something. I have to be diligent about all of Halacha. Why does the Shulchan Aruch need to emphasize when it comes to honoring parents, one has to go above and beyond? And the answer is because it's a very, very serious mitzvah. It's an extremely serious mitzvah. That's part of the reason the Gemara is using it. Right? When the Gemara wanted to pick an example to show you how great Torah is, it says Torah is even greater than honoring one's parents. The Gemara tells in Kedusha on Lamed Aleph and Beis in source number 3 the story of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon Havilei Hahi Ima. Rabbi Tarfon was a big tzad. Tarfon was a Kohen. I think in Pnimius HaTorah they say Rabbi Tarfon was maybe a Gilgal of Yirmiyahu Navi. Rabbi Tarfon was a big tzaddik, and he had an elderly mother. The whole aim must have is Baya LaMesach LaPuria. Get a little Purim in there. Right? Whenever she needed to get into her Puria, that didn't mean her Purim costume, that meant to get into her bed. When she needed to climb into bed, Gochen V'Salikla. Rabbi Tarfon would bend down, V'Salikla, and she would climb upon him. She would use him as a step stool. She'd climb on his back to climb into bed. The chol emas davis nachis, and whenever she would get off the bed, nachasas ilavei, she would descend upon him. He would carry her off the bed. And Rabbi Tarfon was very proud of himself. Also, Rabbi Tarfon came to the base medrash and he said, there's no one who honors one's mother like I honor my mother. Amri lei, adayin lo igat the lachatzi kibud. You haven't even done half of what the Torah expects of you. Essentially, Chazal were saying that it's almost impossible, no matter how perfect of a child you are, it's almost impossible for a person to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim properly. And they said, for example, very nice, so your mother climbs on your back to get in and out of bed. No big deal. Has your mother ever taken your wallet with all your credit cards, right? And you were just at the bank, so it's filled with cash, and your driver's license, and all the other important things that you might need, and threw it for no reason at all. Threw it into the ocean, right? And you just stood there calmly? Because guess what? The halacha said that if she did that, you would have to stand there calmly. That's how far Kibbut Avayim goes. So don't tell me you're retarded when you're an expert in Kibbut Avayim. You have no idea what Kibbut Avayim demands of you. You haven't even done half of what Kibbut Avayim does for you. And therefore we find in the Talmud Yerushalmi a term to define the severity of Kibbut Avayim. We know there are two mitzvot that promise arichas yamim. Right? There are other mitzvot also. But there are two mitzvot where the Torah clearly is contrasting and highlighting an inyan of arichas yamim. What are those two mitzvot? If you honor your parents, you'll have a long life. And if you fill the mitzvah of, okay, shiluach hakein, sending away the mother bird, you'll also get long life. Says the Talmud Yerushalmi in Peyan, source number 4, Amar Rabbi Bo Bar Kahana. Hishveh kosum mitzvah kala shebekalos, mitzvah chamura shebechamuros. Look how the Torah is comparing or contrasting the lightest of all mitzvos, the easiest of all mitzvos, with the heaviest of all mitzvos. What's mitzvah kala shebekalos? Is that shiluach hakein. Shiluach hakein is as easy a mitzvah as it gets. Right, you know, what do you have to do to do shiloh hakein? You walk over to a bird's nest and you say, boo! And the mother bird, right, lets out a crazy bird sound and goes flying away. You've done the mitzvah of shiloh hakein. Not a very hard mitzvah. And yet, the Torah promises you long life. At the same time, mitzvah chamura sheba chamuros, the heaviest of the heavy, which is what? The hardest mitzvah, kibbut avayim, also comes with a promise of long life. But again, look how the Yerushalmi is referring to kibbut avayim. It's calling it chamura sheba chamuros. The most intense of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So therefore, when our Gemara comes along and says that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbut Avayim, that's not a small statement at all. That's a very, very powerful statement. Do we paskin that way? Is this just an agadata at the end of the first parak of Megillah to round out the agadatas that fill the last seven blots, so to speak, of the first parak of Megillah? Says the halach in Yoredeya in source number 5, Talmud Torah goldo mikibbut avayim. Yes, we paskin this way. Now, how this actually plays out in our lives is a good question. Okay? Does that mean that one can say to one's father, I'm not going to help you shovel today because I have shir? Right? Or did one of our friends who decided to stay home today to help shovel make the right choice? Well, again, a simple reading of the Gemara is Talmud Torah trumps Kibbut Avayim. And if you look in the Shach and the Taz, which you don't have in front of you, but both of them comment in Sifkat and Tezvav in the Shach, Sifkat and Tezvav in the Taz, they both say, what's the source for this halacha? It's our Gemara. It's our Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Tezayin. Okay? There's a second halacha. There's a second halacha by Kibbut Avayim, which is also related to this, in source number 6. The very end of Simon Reish Mem, again, which are the halachas of Kibbut Avayim in Yoredeya, Talmud Shirotza, source number 6, Talmud Shirotza Alechas Levakom Acher. If you have a Talmud who says, I don't want to stay in my hometown because I don't feel that the yeshivas in my neighborhood are servicing me, and he wants to go elsewhere, Shuboteach Shira Simen Bracha B'Talmudo Lefnei HaRav Shasham. He says, I have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, I have a Rebbe in a different community, and I am certain that I will see success in my learning if I go there. And the father says, I'm very nervous because in that town, the Gentiles are known to make claims of, you know, blood libels. And it's a dangerous place. And I know that your Rebbe is there, and I know it's a good yeshiva, but if you step outside the yeshiva, I'm worried for you. There's all sorts of trouble waiting for you over there. So I don't feel comfortable with you going there. Does the child have to listen to the parent in such a case? The halacha is very clear in Shulchan Aruch. Eino tzarech lishmoa la'aviv b'zeh. Talmud Torah is greater than kibud aveh. Halacha l'baisa. The child has the right to say, I would like to go elsewhere. And again, the Gra, in the Bira Gra, and Sifkat and Lamed Hay over there, comments that what is the source for this Gemara? What's the source for this halacha? It's our Gemara. It's our Gemara that Yaakov Avinu again left home in order to pursue Torah study in the yeshiva of Aveh. Now, if you looked in the Shulchan Aruch carefully, what was the lashon? The Talmud was allowed to go to another yeshiva if what? What was the language of the Shulchan Aruch in source 6? Shuboteach shirasim in bracha b'talmudo, which means, I've learned by this Rebbe in the past, and I know it's going to be. Well, let's say he has a suffix. Let's say his friend keeps telling him, this is the best yeshiva in the world, and if you come to this yeshiva, you'll see you're going to grow tremendously. He's not sure. Maybe he'll be more successful in his learning there, maybe not. Does he have a right to override Kibud Av Aim, to take a chance at better learning? Says the Pesach Tshuva, source number 7, Kosev B'Sefer Chamudei Daniel Kisveyad, Nireh, Dehu Adin Afilu Safek La, Shema Yira Simen Bracha Avuta. Even if he just has a Safek. Meaning, if you think, maybe I'll do better in this yeshiva as opposed to the yeshiva that I'm currently in now, and your parents say, you're not even sure that other yeshiva is going to be better, and we're not comfortable with you going to that yeshiva, because it's a dangerous neighborhood where that yeshiva is located. Right? Does a child need to listen? Says the Pesach Tshuva, based on the Chamudei Daniel, one does not. Okay, so we do paskin halacha l'maisa in many regards, that in fact Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av Aim. Now let's go back to Yaakov Avinu. Let's ask some simple questions about Yaakov. Let's think about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu left home in order to study Torah. So it was difficult for him, obviously, to go back and forth. He couldn't come every time his parents needed a glass of water. He couldn't come running back from Yeshiva of Eder back to his parents' home in order to provide for them. But let's say a person's learning at home. Let's say you're learning at your dining room table, and your mother or father says to you, can you help me with something? Or let's say you're learning in Yeshiva in the neighborhood. And your parents call you up. So you're not away. It's not impossible for you to travel. You're not in Eretz Yisrael. You're not, right? So would one have to interrupt one's learning in order to provide for one's parents in that case? Meaning, is this Heter of Talmud Torah overriding Kibud Av Aim? Only if it's, you know, E'efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, that either I'm going to go to this yeshiva far away and learn, or I'm going to stay home and provide for my parents. Right? Or would we say that there's another possibility? Sometimes a person is in his parents' neighborhood, and he's also learning. So could he say in such a case also, I don't want to help? You're sitting at the dining room table on Erev Shabbos, and your parents say, can you help out? Can you set the table for Shabbos? You say, no, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av Aim. I don't have to interrupt. I don't have to close my Gemara. I don't have to stop learning what I'm doing. I'm going over Shnayim Mikvah Vechatar. I don't have to interrupt right now. Because the Torah says that, right? Chazal said that Torah study is greater than Kibud Av Aim. So would it be true if a child was even in the city? And the answer is no. The Pesach Tshuva writes, over there again in your Adeya Simon Reish Mem, Sifkat and Ches, in source 8, Hainu daf gim tzarech leilich l'chutz le'ir. It's only, like Yaakov Avinu, if you're so far away that you're not able to service your parents while you're in yeshiva. Aval im hu be'ir, tzarech l'sharis esa'av u'lachzor b'torasam. If you were in the city, one would have to interrupt his Torah study in order to provide for the parents, and then he can go back to his learning. That's an important halakha to be mindful of, okay, in light of this discussion, that Talmud Torah trumps Kibud Av Aim. Again, that's only if one's Talmud Torah and Kibud Av Aim are not, you know, they can't go together. But if a child is home, or is even in the city, and the parent calls upon that child for help, then that child would be expected to help and then return to his Torah study. So I think, right, going back to our opening question, the student who chose to shovel today and help his father instead of coming to Shir, since he is in yeshiva in the city, right, since it's in his general hometown, and he was home, I think he made the right choice, according to this Pesach Tshuva. He would have to help shovel, and then he would have to get back to his return to his Torah study. Okay. Let's ask a few more questions on our Gemara before we move on to the next topic. First of all, how does the Gemara know that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avir? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, from the fact that Yaakov wasn't punished, he spent 14 years learning Yeshivas Eivar, and he wasn't punished for it, because Yosef was only taken away for 22 years, not 36 years. So from there we see that what? That Torah study is greater than Kibbutz Avir. Says the Marsha, says the Turei Eben, which is the Shagas Arya's writings on Shas, I don't understand. How does that prove that Kibbutz Avir is greater than that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avir? Maybe what? Maybe they're equal. If they're equal, then he also wouldn't be punished for it. Maybe it's a toss-up. You can choose whichever one you want. They're exactly equal, Talmud Torah and Kibbutz Avir. So how do we see from the Gemara, from the fact that Yaakov wasn't punished, question number one, says the Marsha, how do we see that Torah study is greater than Kibbutz Avir? Maybe they are equal to one another. But there's even a stronger and further question, which I hope that some of you are thinking of. And that is, think about the context in which Yaakov went to study in yeshiva. Who told him to go to yeshiva? They didn't exactly tell him to go to yeshiva. They said, who said, get out of the house? Right? Well, it's interesting. You look in the Beis HaLevi, at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, he points out that really there was a double directive that Yaakov was fulfilling. Right? That Yaakov was leaving. If you look at the opening pasuk of Vayetze, it says that Yaakov left, and it also says that he came too, he went too. And he was fulfilling a double directive from his parents. His mother said, get out of here because Esau's going to try to harm you. His father said, go there to find the wife. And Yaakov was able to become both Kibbutz Av and Kibbutz Aim, two different aspects, says the Beis HaLevi. He was leaving to fulfill his mother's directive, get away from Esav. He was going to fulfill his father's directive, to go find the wife. In which case, we could ask, on this whole Gemara, I don't understand, what's the Havamina? That Yaakov should be punished for those 14 years that he left, and even more than that. Why should Yaakov be punished at all, even for the other 22 years? His parents told him to go to Beis Lavan, so he got stranded in Lavan's house for 20 years. And it took him 2 years on the road to get back. So why is Yaakov, in fact, punished at all? Why would Yosef be taken away from Yaakov when Yaakov was, in fact, not only rebelling against his parents, he was following their Eitzah in going away from their home. So says the Marsha, source number 9, the Marsha raises both of these questions in the Chiddushei Agados and Megillat HaZayin at Beis. The Marsha writes as follows, Mihad the Maisi Shalonet Nashal Osan Shonim Shai Bebeis Eivar Eino Muchach the Gadol Yosef Mikibirav. Question number 1, from the fact that Yaakov was not punished for those 14 years, that does not prove that what? That Torah study is greater than Kibbutz Avim, where it's bolded. Because even if Kibbutz Avim is equal to Talmud Torah, so then he shouldn't be punished. How do you know that Talmud Torah is in fact greater than Kibbutz Avim? So you know how the Marsha solves this? He solves it with something we say every single morning as part of our Birchas HaTorah. He says, the Gemara knows from the start that Torah is the best mitzvah. How do we know that Torah is the best mitzvah? Ela denoket ha'lishna de gadol Talmud Torah, she'samach ha'lishna de mas nisim de resh peyat etnan, the Talmud Torah can include. Torah we know, objectively from the start, we know Torah is the best mitzvah. Torah is going to trump anything. Why did the Gemara pick that Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim? Why did they use that example? So I would suggest, because of all the other sources we just looked at, how great Kibbutz Avim is. It's chamura sheba chamuros. It's one of the most important mitzvos. And yet, the Gemara is making a point that Torah study is greater than that. But we really knew this, says the Marsha, even before we began the Gemara. Why? Because Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? Torah study trumps all mitzvos. What about our second question, continuing where it's bolded in source 9? V'im tomer lama nenash gamkin al osim chaf beiz shanim kevin deberatzon av ve'im uve mitzvason halach Yaakov. Since Yaakov was actually following his parents' instructions to leave their home, mistama machlu al kvodam, mistama, they were mochel on their kavod. Would it be fair for Rivka to say, get away from this house because Esav's going to try to kill you, but at the same time, I'm not mochel on my kavod? That I still expect you to serve me dinner? Is that reasonable? Of course not, says the Marsha. So mistama, Yaakov was going with permission. Why should Yosef be taken away for those 22 years? Why should he be punished at all? Listen to this. You never heard this before. Tell me if you have. I never heard this until I started researching this topic. V'teretz Baal Imre Noah, b'shem Rav Yechiel miParis. You know what happened after those 14 years? Yaakov actually got a message at the end of those 14 years. He was learning in Beis Eiver. He finished learning in Yeshiva. And now it was time for him to head to Lavan's house to find the wife. But guess what? Listen to this. At the end of those 14 years, Shehayah b'Beis Eiver, Niskara daito shel Esav. Esav, calm down. And Rivka assessed the situation and she realized that what? That Esav is no longer a threat. Vishalcha Rivka imo es devora minikta achrav lebeis lavan. And what happened? Listen to this. Rivka sent her maid, Devora, to Lavan's house to tell Yaakov, you can come back now. Vahu shah sham chaf beis shana, and yet he delayed there for 22 years. Now, based on what I told you in the Beis Halevi, what do you mean? His father told him to go get married. That's what you were going to say? His father told him to go get married. So Yaakov's kind of caught in this uncomfortable quandary now, right? His mother's being tovaya that he has to come home. And his father still told him he has to go get married. Okay, father versus mother. It seems that he made the right psak, right? The halacha is, if your father tells you something and your mother tells you something, you listen to your father. So Yaakov seems that he did the right thing by staying in Beis Lavan. But as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that tzaddikim are judged kachut asara, and therefore, since his mother was tovah, that he come home, right? So a little bit, he has to pay the price for the fact that he hurt his mother's feelings for those 22 years. Even if he did make the right decision overall, his mother's feelings were hurt, and because of that, Yosef was taken away for those 22 years. Yeah.
Why didn't he go to find a wife?
Immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, what was after to stop off those first 14 years in yeshiva? Right, so Chazal understood it was necessary for him in order to survive in Beis Lavan. Right? He needed to train himself in how to deal with a Lavan to make sure that environment wouldn't destroy him. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a very famous piece where he describes what exactly was the Torah of Yeshivas Eivor. What were they studying there? And you have to remind yourself who Shem and Eivor were. Where did they come from? Right? They came from a world of people who were not the biggest believers in Hashem. Right? And they taught how a Jew can be in a secular environment. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky describes. A very important Emes Yaakov to review when a person goes out to the working world. To remind yourself that a person has to learn not just Torah, but you have to learn the Torah of how to survive in the working world. So he needed it. In order to survive in Lavan's home, he needed to train in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eiver in order to know what to do. Okay, but Chazal say those 14 years was not a question. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avim. It was only the other 22 years where, according to Marsha, again, reading between the lines, this background story that Rivka called for him to come home, that in fact he was punished for those years. Yes?
Didn't Yaakov get punished for leaving these 20, 21, 22 years by Yosef?
Right, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Those 22 years.
Why did he get punished if he was being
So again, that's what the Marsha is asking. And he's saying, apparently, Rivka told him to come home. So that's what I'm saying. I think we would still say Yaakov made the right choice, right? Mother versus father. The halacha is that the father's kavod comes first. And at the same time, again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so medactic with such great tzaddikim like Yaakov, the fact that he was even, pogay on his mother's kavod even a little bit, so it could be for those 22 years when she was in pain because she wanted her Yaakov to come home. Right, so Yosef was taken away for those 22 years.
I'm just speculating, but it could be that maybe Devorah was intended for Yaakov.
Maybe Devorah was, it depends how old Devorah was and how old she was.
Then his father.
So Devorah came to say, come home, we're going to make a shit up. Yeah. Could be. It could be. Alright, there's a lot to explore. This is a very interesting Marsha. That's why I'm trying to share with you. Yeah.
Outside of this Marsha.
Yeah.
Think that anything makes sense.
Outside of this Marsha.
This Marsha says that Rivka wanted him back. But other than that, people who don't know this Marsha,
meaning, what's the pshat? If his parents sent him, why? Again, there's a simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara says he was punished for those 22 years that he was in Lavan's house, says the Marsha, but he went because his parents told him to go to Lavan's house. So you need to come up somehow that the parents, right, that Rivka at least one of them maybe, summoned him back. I don't know. I'm not sure how to learn it otherwise. I'll take suggestions if you haven't. Okay, so this is the Marsha. It's two questions on our Gemara. Okay, one of the great svarim on Maseches Megillah is the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan was written by Rav Aryeh Leib Ginsburg, also known as the Baal Shagas Aryeh. Okay, he wrote on a few different Masechtas on Shas, and Turei Evan is one of his set of svarim on Shas. So he also asked the same question that we asked, that same first question, which is, how do you know that Kibud Av V'Aim is in fact less than Talmud Torah? Maybe it's equal to Talmud Torah. Right? Where do you see from the Gemara? How did the Gemara know that Talmud Torah is in fact greater than Kibud Av V'Aim? And he asked the same question when it comes to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Again, you told me that Ezra didn't leave to go build the Beis HaMikdash as long as Rebbe was still alive. So from here you see that Torah is greater than building the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know it's greater? Maybe Torah study is equal to building the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe Torah study is equal to Kibud Av V'Aim. Says the Turei Evan in source number 10, Maseches Megillah, Daf Tzayin. He says, Kashali, Akati minale shagadol Talmud Torah mibinyan mikdash. How do you know the Talmud Torah is greater than building the mikdash? Dilma shakulane. Mishum hachi lo hayim mechuyev lalus. Maybe Ezra didn't go up to Yerushalayim to build the Beis HaMikdash because he had it's equal and he has a choice. You could either build the Beis HaMikdash or you can learn. How do you know that? How do you know that in fact learning is greater than building the Mikdash? And if you'll say, what? No two mitzvahs are ever exactly equal. That's not true, says the Baal Shagas Aryeh. We do find that there are mitzvahs that are equal to one another. Right? Such as the example in the 18th parak of Masechah Shabbos, Gadol Achnasas Orachim, Ki Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara says, honoring guests, inviting guests, is equal to coming to the Beis HaMedrash early. So you do find mitzvahs are being compared one exactly to the other. I'll ask you the same question, he says, on the Kibbutz Aveim line from our Gemara. How do you know? Dilma, where it's bolded, Talmud Torah, Kibbutz Aveim, Heim Shkulin. So the Shagas Aryeh is asking the same question that Marsha asked, the same first question. He's asking it both on the Kibbutz Aveim Gemara and on the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Gemara. Look what he answers. It's a great answer. V'yesh lomar devada ilu lo haya omei neged Talmud Torah gabe Yaakov ela Kibbutz Aveim l'chud. If Yaakov was only deciding between Torah study and honoring his parents, v'gabe Ezra, einu ela Binyan Beis HaMikdash l'chud, and if Ezra was only debating Torah study versus building the Beis HaMikdash alone, v'adai avimatzi l'meimer t'shkulin him. Then you could argue that in fact they are equal. But guess what? Each of those mitzvahs, Kibbutz Aveim, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash in these scenarios comes with an additional mitzvah. What's the additional mitzvah that each of those mitzvahs would come with in this case? El mishum de amad nami neged Talmud Torah de Ezra mitzvahs yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Ezra was in fact giving up two mitzvahs to study Torah. His Torah study was overriding Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but it was also overriding what? The mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So really, the fact that he was able to stay Talmud Torah must be bigger than Binyan Beis HaMikdash alone. Because the combination of Talmud Torah, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash plus Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, is still only maybe equal to Talmud Torah. Shari Baruch Benaria Rabba Bababel Hayek, the Parash Rashi. Ezra was remaining outside of Eretz Yisrael. The same thing is true when it comes to Yaakov Inu. V'achanami Mashma Ksab Midrashim. Where was the Yeshiva of Eiver? It's Mashma Hayadar B'chutz La'aretz Be'Eiver Hanar. It happens to be the Chassam Sofer. On Ksuvus Yud Zayin, the Chidush Chassam Sofer argues on this. He does not believe that the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eiver was situated outside of Eretz Yisrael. But again, the Torah Evan is assuming that way. And therefore what? Therefore what? Continuing. Therefore, Kedichziv Be'Eiver Hanar Yashua Vasecha Mi'olam Ve'Avram, who was the Ben Beno Shal Eiver Haya. So again, we're talking about Chutz La'aretz. By a Yibim, may Avram for Haisa Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes. And he was like, but what was Eretz Yisrael back then? Was Eretz Yisrael anything as opposed to Chutz La'aretz? The answer is yes. From the times of Avram, Eretz Yisrael already had Chashivas. Look, Al Teir Mitzrayim, Yitzchak is told, don't leave Eretz Yisrael. Sha'ata Ola Tmima, Ve'in Chutz La'aretz Kedai L'chach. So therefore, we see Eretz Yisrael had a Chashivas already. So therefore, when Yaakov went to study Torah, he was in fact giving up not just one mitzvah, he gave up two mitzvahs. He was giving up Kibbutz Aveim, and he was giving up the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it concludes the Shagas Aryeh. V'hashta Yisrael k'day tach Talmud Torah v'Kibbutz Aveim, inami Talmud Torah b'nei Beis HaMikdash shkulin hein. So if you will say that in fact Talmud Torah is equal to Kibbutz Aveim, or Talmud Torah is equal to b'nei Beis HaMikdash, imkein mitzvah yeshivas Eretz Yisrael v'Kibbutz Aveim de Yaakov, v'chein yeshivas Eretz Yisrael b'nei Beis HaMikdash to Ezra, these double mitzvah that Yaakov and Ezra each had before them, havi lei la'achriu la'hadif al Talmud Torah shekinagdom, then certainly the two mitzvahs should beat out, right? Should beat out the one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But lama lo nenash Yaakov, v'chein Ezra lama lo Allah. So it must be, says the Shagas Aryeh, it must be. The fact that they were allowed to continue to study Torah and give up two mitzvahs, then certainly, if it was only the analysis of Torah versus one of the mitzvahs, Torah versus Binyan Beis HaMikdash l'chud, then certainly Torah is greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Torah versus Kibbutz Aveim, again, alone, then Torah is certainly greater than Kibbutz Aveim. This is the argument of the Shagas Aryeh to again prove that Talmud Torah is in fact greater than Kibbutz Aveim and greater than Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Okay, because Yaakov was giving up two mitzvahs and Ezra was giving up two mitzvahs. I'll share with you one more proof, one interesting comment that the Imre Baruch makes. The Imre Baruch was Rav Baruch Frankel to Umim, famously known as the Baruch Tam. That was his famous Sefer on Sugyos and Shas. And he wrote comments on the Torah Evan. It's printed in most editions of the Turei Eved. My Turei Eved at home, there's a little section in the back. It's called, I think, the Melosa Eved. And back there, it prints the comments of Rav Baruch Frankel Tumim. And he says something very poshut. I think it's very good. What does he write in his Imre Baruch comments on the Turei Eved? Source number 11. Nir Be'enai, Yesh Lomer Desfirulei Demaisa Gadol Mitalad. We have a principle. We're going to come back to this. Again, we get to the Chassidus part of our shir. We have a general principle that what's more important, to do or to study? Right? Action is greater than Torah study. Demaisa Gadol Mitalad. And therefore what? So if I have Binyan Beis Hamikdash versus Talmud Torah, if they're exactly equal, which one should win? Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because it's Maisa. If I have Kibbutz Avim versus Torah study, which one should win? Kibbutz Avim, because it's Maisa. I'm getting up to get my parents a drink. The fact that Torah beats Kibbutz Avim, and the fact that Torah beats Binyan Beis Hamikdash, even though Torah is not as much interesting, again, there's an interesting assumption that Torah study is not a Maisa. We'll learn it's not considered a Maisa. But assuming that that's true, it must be the fact that Torah study overrides Kibbutz Avim, which is a Maisa, and Torah study overrides Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which is a Maisa, says the Imre Baruch, it must be that Torah study is in fact greater than Kibbutz Avim. Because if it was equal, it would lose. Maisa would trump Torah study. Okay? So it must be that Torah study is in fact greater than Binyan Beis Hamikdash and greater than Kibbutz Avim. Okay. I want to just raise one other question. We've kind of transitioned now from the Kibbutz Avim part to the Beis Hamikdash part because of the Turei Eved. And I want to raise one other interesting question. Because maybe we've heard the principle that we would never, if the Beis Hamikdash was being built today, who would we not ask to come build the Beis Hamikdash? Who do Chazal say we don't invite to build the Beis Hamikdash? Who do I say? Tinoikas Shal Beis Rabban. Little children. Sweet, innocent children who are free of sin, who are studying Torah with such purity of their breath. Right? We don't interrupt their Torah study to build the Beis Hamikdash. What's mashma from that Gemara in Masechet Shabbos? It's mashma that only little kids are not interrupted to build the Beis Hamikdash. But everyone else would have to stop learning to build the Beis Hamikdash. Isn't that a contradiction to our Gemara, which says that Torah study is greater, seems to say it for all people, Torah study is greater than Binyan Beis Hamikdash? This question is raised by the Beis Yitzchak on Masechet Megillah. The Beis Yitzchak was Rav Yitzchak Isaac Weiss. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Weiss, okay, lived in the 1800s. He wrote a sefer on Maseches Megillah. It's quoted often by other achronim. And he writes as follows in source number 12. He says, I don't really understand. And you'll see, look at the last two letters he wrote. Tzadi Ayin, Tzarechi, and he leaves this with Tzarechi. He's not trying to solve this question. It says in Parakol Kisvei Maseches Shabbos, Amarish Lakish Bishomer Biud Nesia, Ein Mevatlin Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban Afilu Labinyan Beis Hamikdash. We don't interrupt school children to come build a Beis Hamikdash. V'hu Halacha Pesuka Muskan B'Kol HaPoiskim. And this is a clear Halacha that's accepted by everyone. U'Mash Misham D'Dafka Talmud Torah Shal Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban Gadol Mibinyan Beis Hamikdash. Why? Mishum Shu Hevel Peh She'in Bochein. Because their Torah study, when they say their words, it comes from such a pure place, and therefore their Torah study trumps Binyan Beis Hamikdash. About low Talmud Torah shall call Adam, but it's mashma that's not true about the Torah study of all others. Ki l'mal mehach meimra b'samach lo maisi, a maisi hasa meimra achrisa, sh'amri shlakish b'shum Rabbi Yehuda nesiyah, eina olam eskayim el b'shvil hevel tinokos shal beis rabban. V'amr le'ir papa l'abaye, didi v'didach mai, what about us? Is our Torah study worthless? Amalei, yes, our Torah study is worthless compared to these kids. Ein doma hevel sheyesh bochei lehevel shein bochei. You can't compare a mouth that never spoke Lashon Hara to a mouth that has spoken Lashon Hara. And therefore, yes, these children, even though they're learning in a simplistic way, and you might say that Rapapa, Abaye were great Torah scholars, ein achanami, but still, the pure, innocent voices of these children is on a loftier madrega than the greatest of the Amoran. The Allah Maisi Hach Meimra Dein Mavatlin Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban Afilu Labinyan Beis Hamikdash. And it's Dafka after making that point that Torah study of kids is yes, in fact, better than anyone else's Torah study. It's then that the Gemara says that Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban would not be interrupted for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And yet our Gemara, says the Beis Yitzchak, presented Stam that what? That greater is Talmud Torah than Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Could we say that our Gemara is arguing on that Gemara? Says the Beis Yitzchak, I don't think that would be the case. Could we say that our Gemara is really just going with, you know, along lines of that Gemara? That our Gemara also meant only for kids? It doesn't sound that way. And therefore he concludes Sarachi, and it's an interesting question, again, for us to think about. Would anyone's Torah study override Binyan Beis Hamikdash? Or again, is this limited just to Tinokos Shal Beis Rabban? Okay, now we come to the biggest chiddush. What was the biggest chiddush? Right, the one that was presented first, which we flipped the order. The biggest chiddush is that greater is Torah study than Hatzalas Nefashos. Okay, so let's analyze this one for a second, because it's very hard to understand. Could it be that a person who's learning Torah can say, I don't want to close my Gemara because I'm in the middle of learning. Someone's drowning, right? A person's bleeding, and they need a ride to the hospital. I'm sorry, you need to wait till I finish my finish this blot, and then I'll be happy to take you to the hospital. The poor guy's bleeding out in front of you, and you can say, oh, God will tell me the Torah, it's all nefashos. It's a hard Gemara to understand. Certainly in light of the Gemara's comment, Maseches Yoma, and this is just one of many examples that we could look at throughout Shas, Yoma Pedal and Rebez, Tanur Rabbanon, Mefachin Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. We know Pikuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos. You can get in your car on Shabbos and drive to the hospital. And guess what? Hazariz Hareza Meshubach. A person who hesitates, ah, oh, but Shabbos versus, I don't know, Shabbos is so holy. Get in your car. Hazariz Hareza Meshubach. The quicker you act, the better. If it ain't tzarech, lito reshus mi beisin. You don't have to go ask the rabbi, am I allowed to drive my child who, you know, God forbid, cracked his head open on Shabbos to the hospital? Just go. And the quicker you go, the better. Because life comes before Shabbos. But what? This person's life doesn't come before a few words of your Torah? It's very hard to understand. Extremely hard to understand. So we'll look at the words of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Now, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh wrote two different commentaries on Shas. He wrote a sefer called the Chafetz Hashem, which is on a few of the Masechtos of Shas. And then he wrote another commentary on Shas. And it's the same title is given to some of his comments on Nach as well. Rishon Letzion. The Rishon Letzion is a commentary of the Baal Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ibn Attar. And he wrote on a few Masechtos. He wrote on Bracha, Sukkah, Beitza, Tanis, Megillah, Moed Katan, Chagiga, many of the Masechtos of Seder Moed. So in the Rishon Letzion, Megillah, Tazayin, and Beis, he writes as follows. What does it mean that Torah study is greater than saving someone's life? Could that be understood literally? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Again, in his comments on Masechtos Megillah. Perish, Dafka chi hai gavna, she'omid v'peretz, leval yavo adar lidis, echadosh tafashos. One can only say that Torah study comes before saving lives, if you don't think that it's actually going to be Sekhanos Nefashos. Now, it's hard to understand what he means, because the Gemara says Torah study comes before saving lives. So now, why are you saying Torah study only comes before a case that's not Sekhanos Nefashos? It's not what the Gemara sounds like. But he says, it has to be that way. If a person sees someone drowning in the river or someone under a collapsed building, there's no question that pikuach nefesh comes before Talmud Torah. V'teida the Mordechai batal me'atorah v'nichnas l'surara baser dekvar nitzolu Yisrael. Now here's he makes a very important comment that I didn't see other mefarshim make, and that is, you know why people are angry at Mordechai? Let's go back to what we started with. We started with the pasuk in the 10th parak of Megillas Esther. We said that Mordechai what? Was favored by Ratzoi Lerov Echad. He was favored by most, but not all. Some of the members of the Sanhedrin were disappointed with Mordechai, that he got involved in politics. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and the Rishon LeZion, you know why they were upset with him? When does the Megillah tell us that Mordechai got involved in politics? After already the salvation. Klal Yisrael were saved. Right? And Mordechai should come back to the base medrash. To Mishum Hachi, Pirshu Mimenu Mikza Sanhedrin. Kosha Perish Rashi. Shepirshu Mimenu, Vahu Nichnas Lasrara, Lamud Beperetz, Laval Yavot Tsar Vahoyev Liga Benachlas Shakai. A Kadosh Baruch sent Mordechai to fill that gap in order to protect. And Mordechai felt an achrayus. I need to protect Klal Yisrael from future tsaros. And therefore he went into politics. But says the Rechaim HaKadosh, no one was angry at Mordechai when he was actually saving Klal Yisrael. They were upset that he continued in politics after the Jews were saved. Aval, where it's bolded, Bizmanat Salasim Shal Yisrael, Shita the Adif, the Adif Mitalmud Torah. There's no question that if you can use your political power in order to save Jews, there's no question that trumps Talmud Torah. The same way that, again, if a person's life was actually in danger, there's no question that Talmud Torah is secondary. This is not only true to save the entire Klal Yisrael like Mordechai did, but even to save a single Jew, there's no question, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Gemara never meant that a person should not close his Gemara and allow that person to drown in the river. Okay, that's probably how most of us would have approached the Ma'amar Chazal. It can't be understood literally, right? And maybe we'll come up, we maybe not have come up with this exact svara that he says, that they were upset at Mordechai Dafka after the Purim story, that he continued with politics. We may not have said that on our own. That's why we need Tzaddikim like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh to guide us. But as far as how to understand the Gemara, we probably would not have assumed that it meant you actually let someone drown because you're in the middle of learning an interesting sugya. Okay, but I want to now look at this through the prism of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and you'll see it plays itself out in a very fascinating way. Yardei Simin Reish Nun Aleph. It's the halachos of tzedakah. How does this discussion end up in Hilchos Tzedakah? In an amazing way. The Torah brings a tshuva from his father, the Rosh. Okay, and the Rosh, in his tshuvos in Klal Vav, was asked the following. Tshuva she'ela la'adoni avi zichrono levracha. There's actually two questions here. Let's skip the first question in source 15, go straight to the second question. Because that's our question. Where it's bolded. V'shekasavta. This is the Rosh responding. And that which you wrote to me, people inquired of the Rosh the following. Sheyesh omrim sheyacholin lishnos afilu mitalmid Torah litzorech lamed pshitim lehegemon b'chol shana lefishu tzalas nafashos. What was the story? There used to be not very friendly non-Jewish leaders who would demand of the Jewish, right, this hegemon, would demand of the Jewish community that they need to give 30, whatever, pshitim, that's a certain amount of money. They needed to give a certain amount of money to him every year. Otherwise, what are they going to do? He's going to send out his crew and they're going to beat up Jews. Now, the person who wrote the question to the Rosh said, we have money that's earmarked for Talmud Torah. What's going to happen if we don't take some of that communal funds to help pay for this? There are poor people in the community who can't give their contribution. And without taking the money from Talmud Torah, we're not going to have enough money. And you know who the thugs are going to go after? They're going to go after those poor Jews who are not on the list of people who gave their percentage of the 30 pshitim. Okay? Shem lo yispashu imo, if we don't appease the hegemon, if we don't come up with the money, yish kama aniyim she'ein lam litein, there are certain poor people who can't give, and what are they going to do? They're going to come around, they're going to beat them up, and they're going to strip them naked, and they're going to parade them through the streets and make a big bizarre. It's going to be terrible. There are Jews whose lives are in danger. So, they ask the Rosh, can we take that money that's earmarked for Talmud Torah to help these Jewish people, to protect these Jews? Right? The person wanted to suggest that you could. Says the Rosh, Hadin imahen, the din is with them. Yes, it's correct, you can take this money. Ke'ivan sheyesh bo atzalos nefashos, hu kodem. Paskins the Rosh, of course you can take the Talmud Torah money and use it to save Jewish lives. Okay, again, we would have assumed that way, Pasha. The problem is, we have a Gemara in Maseches Megillah that we just saw a few moments ago that says that Talmud Torah is greater than Atzalos Nefashos. How does that factor into this? The Marashal, Rav Shlomo Luria, right, we learned a comment of his earlier this year, the Yamshel Shlomo, that's part of his writings on Shas. Rav Shlomo Luria in the 1500s is quoted by the Bach. The Bach, the Bayis Chadash, on the side of the Torah. So again, the Torah in the middle of the page quotes his father, the Rosh. Okay, when did the Torah and the Rosh live? 1200s. Okay? About 300 years later, the Marashal raised the following question, which the Bach, who lived 50, 60, 70 years after the Marashal, is now discussing. So says the Bach in source 16, Kosav HaMarashal, Rav Shlomo Luria wrote a ghost on the Torah. I've never seen those. They're not usually printed in Torah. So I don't know where, maybe we have them, maybe we don't have them, I don't know. But everyone's quoting this Marashal. Okay, so the Marashal clearly raised this question. The Marashal raised the following question. V'teima halo askina b'sof perakama de Megillah. Godol Talmud Torah yosem yatzalas nefashos. Ad kan l'shono. The Marashal says, I don't understand this psak of the Rosh. Why are we allowed to take away the money that's earmarked for Talmud Torah and use it to save lives? Doesn't the Gemara say that what? That Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives? Says the Bach, that's a ridiculous question. V'lo kashamid, Bach in the third line. The Hasam lo ka'amr ela de gadol hu ha'osik b'Torah lachshivu lachdimo yoser mimisha osik b'atzalas nefashos de'eino chashuv kamo ha'osik b'Talmud Torah. You know what it means? It means if my shul is making a dinner and there are two candidates who to honor, should we honor the guy who's the biggest masmid in the community, who's a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, whose whole day and night is spent in Talmud Torah? Or should we honor this other Jew in the community, who's a Jewish activist, who saved hundreds of lives of Russian Jews this past year? Who is more chashuv? That's all the Gemara is talking about. You know who's more chashuv? As hard as it is to believe, the Jew who sat in Beis Medrash and learned is more chashuv, and it deserves more honor and respect than what? Than even the Jew who saved Jewish lives. But says the Bach, it does not mean that if I have a question in front of me, should I go save a Jew's life or should I continue learning the Gemara? The Bach says it's not at all a question that, of course, Hatzalas Nefashos comes first. It's Pasha that you save lives. It's just with regard to the Chashivos. Again, let's look at his words again, where it's bolded. The Godel who Osek b'Torah, Lachshivo, Ulahakdimo. That means if I have, right, I give him kedima when it comes to various things. I give him honor. I let him go ahead. He's put at the front of all things that he and this other person might need. Yosef v'misha osik batzalas nefashos. Why? The eino chashuv kama osik v'tamat Torah. There's no one as chashuv as a person who studies Torah. Okay, that's an amazing idea, which we'll come back to try to really understand why that is and how we should approach when we're learning right now. I don't want to spoil the words of the Chafetz Chaim that are coming up, but the Chafetz Chaim wants us to think right now what we're doing is more meaningful than saving a Jew who's drowning in a river. Think about how happy you'd be if you just saved a Jew. You just saved a Jew's life. Okay, but we'll come back to that. I don't want to. I'll let the Chafetz Chaim present it to us in a little bit. Yeah.
Didn't say Nefesh HaChaim. There's one set in the world where there wasn't Torah being learned.
The world would revert to Tohu Vavohu. Yeah, Nefesh HaChaim says that.
Isn't that like a proof in itself that like Torah is like, and also like people say like, Torah is life itself. So wouldn't that be greater than? Obviously, I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but there's also okay. So
if the world wouldn't exist like without Torah, then
so you want to just say you were like the Marshal. You say I don't understand. Talmud Torah is greater than Tzalas Nefashos. So let the guy drown. Torah is the greatest thing in the world.
I wouldn't let the guy.
Okay, so obviously we're going to have to see that Torah actually has a balance of things. We're going to learn a very, very important piece from the Tol Rebbe in a few minutes. Yeah.
But if the guy lives because you helped him, then he could burn and...
Okay, so maybe that's the svara. And that's the svara when it comes to Shabbos. Better to violate one Shabbos and take this guy to the hospital so he can keep many more Shabbosos than to let him die. That's the Gemara's svara. Okay? But you're right. The Nefesh HaChaim says in Shar Dalet, the Perek Chaf Hei and Perek Yud Aleph, in two places he has it, that every second of Torah keeps the world alive. And without Torah, the world would collapse. So Jeremy wants to take a hard-line approach and say, Talmud Torah is greater than Tzalas Nefashos. Yeah, so I'm kind of getting into it now. Let's hear.
But it reminds us of someone else is learning Torah. So if you go see
life, then... Right, so the posture says, right, if you're the only person learning Torah in the world, then maybe in Achanami, then maybe saving the world comes over saving this individual. Right, but Yoni says, posture says that there's someone else in the world learning Torah. If you really are Choshes, you're the only one in the world learning Torah, then maybe there's a Cheshvin to be made. You're right. Yeah.
Can you say that the word says may Tzalas Nefashos, so the case of the Gemara is saving like a community or saving. That's why they're making a more defensive.
Maybe Dafka when Mordechai saves Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we saw again the Or HaChaim didn't want us to think that was his last line. He says, "Don't think this is only for the rabbi. If you see it's Torah versus saving one Jew's life, there's no question that you save that person's life." Okay, but you're right. It could be the Gemara is emphasizing it that Mordechai saved a lot of Jews, right? But maybe Torah study is greater than a single Jew, even though every Jew is a.
I was saying the opposite. We're angry at Mordechai
despite the fact that he saved so many Jews.
Right, but if you're learning Torah and the guy's drowning in front of you, of course you should stop learning Torah and save that Jew.
But wow, I don't get that part. Because we're angry at Mordechai for stopping to save so many Jews. So why are we... Oh, you're saying... Yeah, no, I don't understand.
The Gemara says that if a community at large is
in trouble.
So maybe the way to do it is to learn Torah then. But if
are you saying so? The practical, if we have such a big problem, the best thing we can do is learn Torah.
Right, but if it's just one Jew, then
and the practical thing to do is jump in and save the guy. So you should jump in and save the guy. Okay, I hear. That's interesting. It's interesting, Svar.
It's not except. It's different. But the Torah says that when the community was in trouble and the family and we're going to be whatever, to be said that you should give the money from the Torah to save them.
Right. That was multiple people.
It's like
okay.
Between.
Okay, but again, the Bach is basically lining himself up with Or HaChaim HaKadosh. That again, no one's going to let anyone die so you can sit by your Gemara. Okay, well, almost no one's going to. Right, Jeremy's going to let. Jeremy's going to let a few people drown, but he has someone to back him up. Who's going to back him up? Okay, let's jump ahead to source 18, the Drisha. I remember when I was in YU learning as a student, I found this Drisha, and I thought it was the craziest thing that I ever saw in my life. And I still have no understanding of it. As you'll see, the Taz has no understanding of it either in a few lines. Okay, the Drisha and the Prisha, on the bottom of the page of the Torah, written in the 16th century, in the mid-1500s, right, Rabbi Yeshua Falk. And the Drisha, in source 18, says a startling thing. I don't get it. Vitema, halo maskinan, he raises the question, right? Our question. Again, the Torah told us in the name of his father, the Rosh, you could take the money that was earmarked for Talmud Torah to go save these poor Jews. Says the Drisha, the Marashal's question. I don't get it. It says in Perek Hamad, the Megillah, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosem Etzalas Nefashos. Look what he writes where it's bolded. V'nira d'hasam ma'iri b'inyan, she'ein yachol l'kayim shnein. Oz Talmud Torah kodah. If you can't do both, If it's one or the other, then let the guy drown and keep learning. Aval hacha mairi v'inyan she'af she'yitnu mimenu lehegemon mikol makom yishar lesipuk talmud Torah el shelo yeh kol kach brevach. The question of the Rosh was only what? Can I give away some of the money? Right? We'll still have learning. We're not giving up all of our money for learning. We just won't be having as much learning. So do I give away some of my learning in order to what? In order to save these poor Jews who are going to get beat up by the hegemon and his thugs? The answer is yes. But if it's either or, if a person is drowning, right? And it's stopping to learn in order to, if I have to pick one or the other, if we're not going to have any money left to pay the local malamed, then too bad, let those Jews get beat up. That seems to be what the Drisha said. Very strange and hard to understand. Okay, so these are some of the comments that are found in the Torah and his commentaries. Let's now move to the Shulchan Aruch. What is the Shulchan Aruch? Paskin, in source 19, he quotes the Rosh in his Tshuva explicitly. Yecholim lishtros afilu mitam Torah, l'tzorach shloshim pshitim lehegemon b'chol shana, l'fishu atzalas nefashos, and atzalas nefashos is more important than Talmud Torah. Okay, that's exactly what the Rosh told us in the Tshuva. Says the Taz, again, our question, what about the Gemara and Megillah? Answers the Taz. He quotes the Marashal, who raises the question, the Ein Kan Kushya, source 21. The Taz says where it's bolded in source 21. It's not a question at all. The same way the Bach told us, and the Rechaim HaKadosh told us, it's not a question at all. Don't even entertain this idea of the Drisha that maybe you could ever let a Jew die for learning. El Dahasim Omer, the Yoshzer Yesh Zuchus Lemisha Zocha Lasuk Betorah, Velo Baliyadu Atzalas Nefashos, Mimisha Baliyadu Atzalas Nefashos. Very interesting. Again, what did the Orach Chaim HaKadosh tell us? What was proud of the Gemara Megillah? If the Shul is honoring one of two people, it's more Chashuv, the Talmud Chacham is more Chashuv than the person who saved the Russian Jews. Says the Taz, you know what it means that Torah is greater than Atzilas Nefashos? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes you, he's not going to put you in a situation where you have to close your Gemara to save someone's life. If Hashem doesn't like you, maybe he'll put you in such a situation. But if you had to choose, if you had both options in front of you, someone told you, right? You woke up in the morning and Hashem said to you, I'm giving you two options today. You could either save someone's life, right? This person has a family, has a wife and children. You can save his life, or you can have, you know, a regular morning seder. Right? You should choose morning seder. Why? Because it's a greater schus to learn Torah, and that Atzilas Nefashos shouldn't come your way than the person who Atzilas Nefashos came his way and he was forced to stop learning. Give me 2 seconds. V'yalef lami Mordechai Bilshon. Shetchila, originally when Mordechai didn't have Atzilas Nefashos come his way, he was considered more chashuv. After Atzilas Nefashos came his way, which of course he had to tend to, but he wasn't able to learn as much. He was demoted in his chashivas. Concludes the Taz, 2 lines from the end. V'yoser tema obal adrisha. I do not understand what the drisha at all wrote. Shekasu b'teres koshezos. Dimhu b'inyan she'ein yochel l'kayim shneim. Oz talmud Torah kodem. V'zeh v'adai eno. And it cannot be. We cannot entertain this comment of the drisha that maybe there could ever be a scenario that Talmud Torah actually trumps the actual saving of life. So the Taz, the Bach, and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and the Rishon LeZion are all essentially in the same camp that what? That when it comes to saving lives, there's no question saving lives comes first. And it's just a question of in what aspect is Torah greater than saving lives. Maybe again, for the shul dinner, we should choose to honor the Talmud Chacham more than the Jewish activist. Maybe you should be thankful if Hashem never put you in a situation where you had to close your Gemara to save lives. And that's what the Drasha Chassam Sofer writes in 22, and then I'll take a couple questions. The Chassam Sofer has a Drasha in the Drasha Leparsha Zachor from the year Tavkuf Pei Vav, where he writes basically like the Taz, nearly lahadbir devadai pikuach nefesh docha talmud Torah vaya Mordechai mechuyav levatla mishum pikuach nefesh. Mordechai made the right choice. Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu hizmin mitzvah zu leMordechai velo leacher mishum shetarasa shel acherim yichaviva yoser. Very harsh Chassam Sofer. Hashem is saying to Mordechai, I don't like your Torah, so I'm going to force you to get involved in politics. I'm going to force you to get involved in Atzilas Nefashos. Hashem obviously liked other people's Torah more than Mordechai's Torah. V'lo ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ez bat luhein mitam Torah. Hashem didn't want to trouble these other individuals that they should have to get involved in the things Mordechai was involved in. Al-Kain hizmin le-Mordechai u'mishevinu anshe knesset gedol l'kach. And when the members of Sanhedrin realized this, that Mordechai had been selected by Hashem, that was Hashem's way of demoting Mordechai, and therefore horidu madrega achas, and therefore they lowered him one madrega, and Mordechai was no longer named after four, it was the fifth slot, he was demoted to the sixth slot in the chashivas of those who were coming up to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's hear a couple comments. You had your hand up first. There's a klala, you're saying, what can we do about it? Yeah? Okay. Totally, everybody's going to make you very happy, so don't worry. We're almost there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Who? Where? Yeah?
Is this homa focused on whether if you're learning Torah and there's a situation where someone's dying, like what arises, or like is it not focused on like what in itself is greater? Like what do you get like more like?
Right, so it sounds like everyone's agreeing that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. The Mishnah Vayim, the Marsha told us. Everyone knows that from the beginning. If you said Birchas HaTorah this morning, you know that from the Mishnah Peah. Talmud Torah is always the best. Now we're just trying to figure out how do I balance that practically with other considerations. So we're saying if you're Zocha, you'll never have to save a drowning Jew. Right? Hashem will give you the privilege of always remaining in Beis Medrash. Yeah, you're on.
It seems like Mordechai is sadik. Like,
okay, good. Good. So we're going to have to defend Mordechai, obviously. Okay. We can't be that Mordechai, right? I mean, the Chassam Sofer, I was shocked when I found this in Joshua's Chassam Sofer, that Hashem doesn't like Mordechai's Torah, so he sent him out to save Klal Yisrael. It's very hard to understand. But at the same time, the Sanhedrin demoted him. So what's that? We'll have to see. Yeah.
Does anyone specify what level of Talmud Torah would be trying to get?
Because that's a good question.
Me learning versus someone who sleeps for 2 hours and does. You know,
right. So going back to Jeremy's comment that Torah keeps the world going, that's true for any Torah. If a person's sitting and just reading the words of the Chumash, you don't have to be studying Be'ian. Although next Sunday, we're going to talk about Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Uvan Neshmol Mikra Megillah, that we stop learning in order to come listen to the Megillah. What do you mean, Mevatlin Talmud Torah? Do you have Megillah? Megillah is not Torah. Okay, so we'll talk about that next week in Halacha Mirtz Hashem and Pnimius, and there's some very deep things in Pnimius on that sugya. But you're right, the Pashto says any Torah would be more chashiv than Atzalas Nefashos. Saying the word Bereishis is a greater schus than saving a Jew from drowning. That's a wild idea. Okay, so I want to come to the words of the Chafetz Chaim. Yeah?
Why is it so crazy to say that Mordechai
Because the way the Chassam Sofer is describing it is that Mordechai, Hashem didn't love his Torah, and he loved other people's Torah more, and therefore Mordechai had the unfortunate, according to the Taz, the unfortunate selection to be the one.
Why is that crazy?
Why is that crazy? Because he's Mordechai, I don't know. I guess we don't know who his contemporaries are. Okay, alright, so let's see, we're almost there.
This is why he got the
law. Okay, alright, hang tight, we're almost there. Okay, we've got about 20 minutes left. Let's see if we can put it all together. Okay. I wanna just conclude as we transition from the Chelek Halacha to the Chelek Chassidus of our Shir. I wanna conclude with the words of the Chafetz Chaim in the Torah Sabayis. The Torah Sabayis is a beautiful sefer. If you never learned it, I've actually seen a lot of people in the Beis Medrash with it recently. Like a nice print of it with a commentary on the bottom. Okay? The sefer Torah Sabayis, or as some early editions it was printed as the Maimer Torah Sabayis, it's a very skinny sefer. It was the first real sefer of the Chafetz Chaim that I personally got into. I remember Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael, I had an older role model who got me into the sefer, and I fell in love with it. It's a very beautiful sefer about the chashivas of learning Torah. And the Chafetz Chaim paints a picture for us in Source 24. We'll have to leave Rav Aaron Cutler for another day in Source 23. But the Chafetz Chaim writes in Source 24, Re'ei na'achi, my dear brother. Now you're the reader of the book. You're reading the Torah Sabayis. The Chafetz Chaim is speaking to you. He says, listen, my dear brother, how great it is, what an honor it is, and what a responsibility it is not to waste a moment from Torah study. Imagine if you actually, think about this for real, not theoretical, imagine if you actually, says the Chafetz Chaim, the fifth parak of Torah Sabayis, imagine if you actually saved a person's life from drowning in a river. Imagine how you feel that day. Imagine how you feel every time you saw that guy in shul. Every morning you come into the Beis Medrash, you see the guy putting on his tefillin for Shachris. You say, that guy is alive because of me. And his wife is not a widow because of me. And his children are not orphaned because of me. He'll never forget what it was like when you jumped in, they'll interview on the news, you'll be on the cover of Mishpacha magazine. Right? I mean, it's a big schus to save someone's life. And there's no question, it is a very great mitzvah, says the Chafetz Chaim. Like Chazal says in Sanhedrin, you've saved the whole world. All the more so if you saved a lot of people's lives. Imagine how you'd feel. Imagine the opposite. Imagine if someone was drowning and you could have done something more to save him. And you allowed that person to go up in flames in the fire or to drown in that river. Imagine how you'd feel every time you saw one of his kids. Imagine how you'd feel when you passed his wife in the supermarket. You could have saved those lives. My dear brother, and it brings a pasuk to prove its point. Of course, when it comes to saving lives, of course, a person would have to interrupt his Torah study. Again, halacha l'maisa, the Chafetz Chaim. Like the Bach, and like the Taz, and like everyone else, except the Drisha and Jeremy Wexler, a person has to be prepared to want to do anything you can to save lives. Of course, the goal is to live Torah. And if someone's drowning, of course you save their lives. If there's no one else to save him, of course, but if you could choose between one of two mitzvahs, saving a life or reading a piece of Gemara, reading the Parsha is a greater, more elevated, more simcha-filled experience than saving someone's life. We were to ask, who did a greater thing today? The person who saved this man's life, or the person who sat in the Beis Medrash? The Chora. We would assume, we would think the person who saved the life was the greater one. The one who studied Torah is no less than the one who saved lives, but Adrabah, who higdil asos. He, in fact, is the greater of the two. Shagadol tam etor meyatzalas nefashos. V'rei na'achi. Look how he concludes. To lefi zeh, al kol shah v'shah shahaya b'yachol techa lasuk v'torah. V'lo asakta, hareyu ki'ilu bo lefenecha lahatzal nefashos v'lo etzalta. Chafetz Chaim paints it in the negative. If you have an opportunity to study Torah and you choose not to, you have the opportunity to save someone's life and you chose not to. But let's... Since our generation, I think, responds, not to the Chafetz Chaim from so long ago, but our generation responds better in the positive. Let's put it in the positive. For every moment that you do learn Torah, you should walk out of the Beis Medrash feeling as happy as a person who just saved someone's life. And he concludes, it's hard for us to understand this. Chafetz Chaim was realistic. Because we don't have the eyes to see, we can't appreciate this. That there's nothing in the world that compares to the study of Torah. What an amazing, amazing imagery for us to take with us every time we walk into the basement. Okay. Now, I have to decide what to do because we don't have so much time. There's a piece from the Likutei Sichos, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in the 16th volume, on page 373. It's also printed in the Shari Mo'adim on Purim, where the Lubavitcher Rebbe discusses this topic. And we also have a piece from the Tolna Rebbe in the Hemei Nachamuni on Mo'adim, where he discusses this topic. They're both really important, but I think we're going to go to the Tolna Rebbe first. And we'll have to save maybe the Lubavitcher Rebbe for another time, because I want to finish the shir in about 15 minutes and get everyone out of here at the appropriate time. Okay, so let's jump ahead to the Tolna Rebbe. Okay, it says in the top, Hemi and Achamuni had more mitolna shlita, on page 274. Okay, this is Mamish Yisoda stick stuff. And like Noam said at the beginning, this is a pressing issue in Eretz Yisrael today. People are thinking about this. How to be a balanced Jew. There's no question, we can't walk away from the shir thinking that Talmud Torah is not the most important thing. It is. Talmud Torah can get kulam. That's the reality of the Jewish people. But there also has to be a balance, and that's what he's going to present to us right now. Everyone see where we are on page 274? Top right-hand corner. We have a statement that the goal of Torah study is that it should lead to action. We should become different people who act differently because of what we learned. Okay, let's try to understand. Says the Talmud, Mitzad Echad. Yesh erech chashuv shalim Torah. On the one hand, a Jew has to know the chashivas of Torah study. That the Chafetz Chaim told us, the Chazal told us, Gadol tam Torah meatzalas nefashos. It's the greatest thing in the world. Umeidach yesh kiyum kol ha-mitzvos acheres. On the other hand, they're doing mitzvos. So there's learning Maseches Sukkah, and there's actually shaking a lulav and sitting in a sukkah. Lifamim ha-dvarim misnagsim b'neihem. But sometimes these two principles, Torah study versus doing it, go up head to head. Im neishiv kol hazman v'nilmod lo nuchel l'kayim eshar mitzvos. If I sit and study all the time, then I'm not going to be able to do mitzvos. For example, by Mikra Megillah we find Ahalacha mevatan tamat Torah leMikra Megillah. A person has to stop learning in order to go hear the Megillah. Why? Learning Torah is the greatest thing. So obviously, the point of Torah, the point of learning, is in order to do. And he quotes. He goes on. He quotes the Rambam on this. In the next paragraph, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav on this. Okay, let's jump ahead to the left hand side of the page. Hamishna Omeris on page 275. Hamishna Omeris. V'talmid Torah k'neged kula. On the one hand, we have this principle, and we need to remind ourselves of it, that Torah is the greatest of all. Talmid Torah ola be'ercha kol ha'minuyim kodem. It comes before everything. Kibud av, gemilas chasadim, havas shalom, bein ish l'chaveiro. Mitzvos chashuvos mod. Very important mitzvos are less important than Talmid Torah. And therefore, hayefshar lachshov, shim adam lomei Torah, shi k'neged kulam, shim shoch lomo. So I might think, well, if Torah is the best, shouldn't it always come before doing anything else? Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, if there's a mitzvah that's e-efshro, la'asos la'yedei acherim, adam chayiv la'hafzik mishnasov la'asos, that's the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes. So how do we balance these two? On the one hand, Torah is the greatest, on the other hand, there's an expectation, klomar, kasher advar barm li'dei, right, when these two principles go head-to-head, sha'ar mitzvos goveres al Talmud Torah, then sha'ar mitzvos overrides Talmud Torah. But why should that be? If Torah is the best, why do mitzvahs ever override Talmud Torah? Isn't that to say, by definition, that the mitzvah is greater than the Torah itself? Or the sayachas bin limud Torah lebein kiyum shar mitzvah. So how do we view these two? On the one hand, Talmud Torah connected kulam, Mishnah and Peah. On the other hand, moed katan daf tes, you have to interrupt Torah in order to do mitzvahs. So how do we understand? Now, look what he writes in the next paragraph. Tzarech lahavchin bein shnei sulamot shonim legamrei bagdarasa. A person has to realize there are two different systems that a Jew has to operate within. And that's very important that we know that there are two different operating systems and they both have to be taken seriously. Sha'anu lefam is babbling b'neiyam. Says the Talmud Rebbe. The Talmud Rebbe is one of the great Bali Eights in the world today. A person who's very approachable and very, very much in tune with reality of what's happening in the world. Listen to what he says. Where it's double underlined. Yesh dvarim chashuvim, v'yesh dvarim nechutzim. There are things that are important. There's one ladder, one chain, right, where we arrange things from most important to least important. And at the top of that chain is Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. It is by far the most important thing. But then there's yesh dvarim nechutzim. There are things that are what? That are pressing, that are necessary. The realities that we have to engage in, and it may not be the most chashuv thing in the world, but it might, at that moment, be the most important thing in the world. Because it's nachutz, it's pressured. It's applicable right now. Lohari chashivas kahari nechitzos v'chein lehafach. These are two different systems which have to both be taken seriously. Elu shnei sulavos nifradim legamri ve'ein la'arev b'neim. And they operate against one another. And we have to somehow learn how to navigate between the two. He gives an example, l'mashal. He says, imagine you're having very chashuv guests. So what do you do for your chashuv guests? Right? What is a chashuv thing to do for a chashuv guest? A chashuv thing to do is to bring out your fine china. A chashuv thing to do is to set the table with the nicest things that you own. Right? He says, what's not such a chashuv thing to do? Taking out the garbage is not such a chashuv thing to do. But guess what? If you have important guests in your house, it's very much nahut. It's very much right, important in the sense of an obligation upon oneself. Because I can set the table beautifully and do all the chashuv things, but if I don't do the necessary things, if this guest walks into my house and there's a garbage bag sitting there, even though it's not the greatest kavod in the world, it's not so chashuv to take out garbage, but it's absolutely necessary in order to create the proper environment. He gives another example in the bottom paragraph on page 275. He says, imagine you have the opportunity, right, like Netanyahu's big speech coming up, you have the opportunity to address, you know, a very important group. Or even more than that, he says, imagine you're given permission to come and speak before the king. You're coming to present a very important address before the king. And guess what? As you're getting ready, it's a few minutes before you walk in front of the king and present your request, and all of a sudden you realize you need to go to the bathroom, says the Talmud Rebbe. So now, Going to the bathroom is not the most chashuv thing in the world. It's not the most, right, honorable thing that a person can achieve in this world. It's actually a very mundane and very regular thing. But if you don't go to the bathroom before the speech, you're going to ruin the speech. So in a sense, the chashuv speech that you've been working on for months, right, is batel to what? To the fact that this person needs to use the restroom before he comes before the king. And the chashuv speech could be ruined by his failure to go to the bathroom before he walks out before the king. Turn the page to page 276. Says the Tolna Rebbe. Rav Yosef Amar, the second paragraph. Rav Yosef Amar, Gadol Talmud Torah Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Talmud Torah is very great because it leads to action. Misha Osek Belima Torah, Hu Chashuv Biyoser. When a person studies Torah, it is for sure, it's the greatest thing. Talmud Torah Hiya Mitzvah Rishona Bechashivus, being called Tarek Mitzvos. In that operating system called Chashuv, Talmud Torah is at the top of the list. HaMitzvah Chashuvah Shel Atzalas Nefashos Nimtzeis Lamata Yosef Besulam Azeh. And like the Chafetz Chaim told us, which one should make you happier? Saving a life or learning Torah? Learning Torah should make you happier. You know why? Because Torah is more chashuv. You should feel more elevated when you learn Torah than even if you save someone's life. Zema sheratzu Rav Yosef lahadgish. That's what Rav Yosef is emphasizing. Ein erech chashuv yoser milivu Torah. Zeh erech ha'elyon b'yadus. It's the greatest opportunity a Jew can have. Aval, if yavo adam v'yishal, yesh li petza middamayim, I have a bloody wound that's bleeding. V'im amshich lilmo Torah agil lidei pikuach nefesh, and if I don't treat it, my life could be threatened. Kamuvan shenora lo liskor eskamara v'larutz. If that situation came before a person should slam shut his gemara and run to the doctor, run to the emergency room. Why? Where it's underlined, ki mashen nochutz achshav, it may not be chashuv. Getting a bloody wound, you know, cleaned up and bandaged may not be chashuv, but it's the most pressing thing in your life right now. And it's tough, and everything else is tuffle to it. Av shel limud Torah chashuv yoser. Even though limud Torah is more chashuv. Look at the next paragraph. Kamuvan. Sha'anashim. Now look at this. This is so important. Look what he writes here. Sha'anashim hayum od rotzim lesasek rak bin yonim chashuv. We like to feel chashuv. We like to feel mechubad. Which means that we like when we learn Torah, we like the feeling it gives us because we feel elevated from it. And we feel that it's an important thing. Taking out the garbage doesn't feel like an important thing. So people like to be involved in chashuv things. We like to feel chashuv and to be chashuv. But then says the Talmud Rebbe, you have to take that desire to be chashuv and bring it down to reality. And there are a lot of things on the list of chashuv things that are far lower down in the list. You can't always wear the royal robe. Sometimes you need to take out the garbage, he says. This person says it's difficult for me to spend time in the base of Knesset because there are always people pushing and trampling, and I feel like kavod is being trampled. If you would just contract, if you wouldn't take up so much space, people wouldn't trample you. Meaning what? If your desire is only to be chashuv, then yeah, you're always going to feel that there are things getting in the way of being chashuv. And that mitzvahs are getting in the way of Talmud Torah. And tefillah is getting in the way of Talmud Torah. And all of life is getting in the way of Talmud Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even great Rashi Yeshiva have to take out the garbage. That's part of being a Jew. It's not to say that taking out garbage is more chashuv than Torah. And we shouldn't forget that for a second. And we shouldn't think that saving a life is more chashuv than Torah, because it's not. In the order of chashuv, it's not. But in the order of nachutz, that which is pressing, that which is necessary, sometimes it is that way. It says the Talmud Rebbe in the bottom paragraph, Mordechai Yehudi Yadashu Yard B'chashivuso Ben Chavi HaSanhedrin. Mordechai knew that by giving up Torah, he was not going to be as chashuv. Because in the hierarchy of chashivus, Torah is at the top. But he was prepared to pay the price. He was prepared to make the sacrifice. Mordechai said, I will put down the badge of chashuv, and I will pick up the badge of that which is nachutz. And now we understand something very amazing about Mordechai's name. On page 277, on the left-hand side, second paragraph, Hagemara Omeris, Mordechai min haTorah minayin. Where do we find the hint of Mordechai in the Torah? Dichsiv mar dror. It says there's a spice, mar dror, pure myrrh. B'targaminan mira dachya, which sounds like Mordechai. Very strange. Gemara chulin kuf lamites. Haman minator minayin. Esther minator minayin. Mordechai minator minayin. Mar dror mari dachya. Kosav b'parshas kisisa. What is the context of this pasuk? It says kach lecha b'samim rosh mar dror. Take b'samim rosh. Take the best of spices. Mar dror. Sounds like Mordechai, which is a Meramis to Mordechai, is the best spice. Right? Rashi says, V'kari le rosh l'besamim, l'tzadikim l'anjik nes ha-gedola. That Mordechai was the greatest of the anjik nes ha-gedola. Says the Talmud Rabbi, no he wasn't. He got demoted from the anjik nes ha-gedola, from the Sanhedrin, because he got involved in politics and saving Klal Yisrael. L'chor tzad kosha, harim v'ikvas ha-isik batzolos am Yisrael, yorad Mordechai migdu lasso, umaduahu nikra kan rosh. In what sense is Mordechai the best Jew of all? Look what he says. It's so beautiful. Guys, take it to heart. Lefima should be arnu chashavti lomer. Says the Talmud Rabbi, I would suggest the following. Shamnam hu yarad milios rosh besulam shachashivos. It's true, Mordechai was not the rosh. The besamim rosh, Mordechai. He was not the rosh when it came to chashivos. Because he wasn't learning as much as some others. But you know what? Aval hu niyeh rosh besulam hanachitzos. But Mordechai was the greatest Jew when it came to understanding that which is necessary in any given moment. And the reality of that time was Lazor Ulaatzil es Klal Yisrael. V'chashiv es amdam hayu chamishi. Aval benechitzus hayirisha. When it came to chashuv, Mordechai wasn't the most chashuv. But some of the big guys in the base medrash said, "You're not as big of a talmid chacham as we are." And Mordechai says, "You know what? You're right. But I've chosen a path of nechitzus to do what Klal Yisrael needs. And right now, Klal Yisrael needs a besamim rosh, a leader who's going to what? Who's going to come in to save them?" Concludes the Talmud Rebbe. We know that Amalek came and battled against Yisrael in Refidim. Refidim means, Chazal say, Shirafi Yadayim in a Torah, that Amalek tried to stop us from learning Torah. That's how we normally translate it. But says the Talmud Rebbe, let's look at it more carefully. What does it mean, Rafi Yadayim min Torah? Says the Talmud Rebbe in the bottom paragraph, 277. Hayadayim misamlos as a maisa b'poel. Rafi Yadayim min Torah. Yadayim means when a person goes out and he does something. Right? Maisa b'poel. That a person is makadish his hands to do something, like it says in Ksubis. Lefavim yachol adam liyos tamen chacham b'tiuria. A person can be a theoretical tamen chacham. B'machshavos b'resonos. Aval kasher tzarech lahotzi esedavar min hakoach lapoel. But when it comes to actually living the Torah that we're learning, who netzar? All of a sudden, he refrains. He refuses. Ikar hamilchama shel Amalek ba'am Yisrael who neged hamaisa b'poel. Rafu yadeha min haTorah. Amalek says, "You want to be theoretical Jews? Go ahead, learn all you want." Lo mafriya l'Amalek. Turn to the last page. Lo mafriya l'Amalek. She Yehudi Yishar Yehudi b'leiv. You want to be a Jew in the realm of theory, b'rayon, the ideal. You want to be a Jew? No problem. Who? Right? That doesn't bother me. You want to be an ideal Jew, a Jew who wants to be something? No problem. The Chora Hayetzarach Lios Hafuch. I skipped a few words. Huloma Anyenja Yehudim Yagil Lekimu VeKiblu. The Amalek doesn't want us to come to that beautiful expression of Kimu VeKiblu. What does that mean? Kimu VeKiblu. The same as Nase before Nisha. What does it mean? The Chora, it should be the other way around. First you're Mekabel and then you do something. Gaba Megillah Yeshem Kam Had Goshim L'Inyan Amaisa. And throughout the Megillah we find an emphasis on what? Of Kimu, of Lasos. Such as Lasos Osam Yimei Mishtu V'Simcha. V'Kibel HaYehudim As Asher Yitzchilu Lasos. V'Yom HaYilu Nizkarim V'Nasim. All references of doing. Why? Says the Talmud Rebbe. Chagapurim Melamed Osanu Lakum V'Lasos. Chagapurim teaches us sometimes you need a leader like a Mordechai who's going to get up and do something for Klai. So, lo lishael b'limud hatiyoreti, not to remain again in the theoretical realm of Torah. Elo liyaseim es hatiyoria, to take that which is theoretical, ulotziyam in a koach lapoel, and to bring it to life. Mordechai hayu rosh yeshiva, rosh Sanhedrin, manhig ruchani shekol kulo matzoy beisak haTorah. Mordechai was kol kulo beis medrash until he realized that Klai still needs his help. He could have relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Klai Yisrael is going to be fine, and the nation will come about in a different way. But Mordechai didn't do that. Mordechai hichlin. This is the part of Chaval we didn't get to see, the Lava Chari points out. From the fact that the Gemara says that some of the members of the Sanhedrin left Mordechai, it's mashma that what? That most of the members of the Sanhedrin agreed with Mordechai. That Mordechai did the right thing. Halacha l'maisi did the right thing. And even those Lachre points out who left Mordechai, It just says that they were poorish men. It doesn't say they made a machal against him. It doesn't say that they tried to convince other people that Mordechai is a Rasha. It just meant that there has to be some Jews who sit and learn. When the Rebbe Rayat, the 6th Lubavitch Rebbe, was forming some type of vad in order to deal with pressing issues of Klal Yisrael. This was in Riga, which is in Latvia, the capital of Latvia. And he invited the Rogachover to join that gathering. The Rogachover refused to join, and he said, it's a machlokas between the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, and I can't join. And the Rogachover goes on and explains, what was that machlokas between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi? When a person stops learning in order to do other things, is his learning merely guarded, toraso mishtameres? That's one lashon we find in the Bavli. Or is it toraso mevareches, right? Or misbareches. That the Torah, in fact, is multiplied. That despite the fact that you're learning less, you'll be able to learn more because you're giving for Klal Yisrael. And because the Rogachover was choshesh for the opinion that my learning is not going to grow if I join your Vad, I'm not going to join the Vad. And there always has to be some Jews who don't join the Vad. But there also needs to be Jews who are courageous like Mordechai, who understand lasos, that a Jew needs to get up and do sometimes. And that's really the victory over Amalek. Roughly a day of Minatorah. They didn't want us to go out and to do with our hands. Okay? We're almost at the end, Chevra. On page 278, two paragraphs from the end. Yavo Adam V'yomar. Ani rotzeh lios ben Torah amiti. This is the illness of our generation, Rabosei. People think the only way to be an emistic ben Torah is what? Is if I learn Torah all day. There's a magazine, there's like a magazine, what's it called? A thing of articles that comes out called Klal Perspectives, or Weinberger wrote in it a couple times ago. Very nice articles from different people. They just put out their latest issue, the winter issue of Klal Perspectives. And it's all about beautiful articles. Someone showed it to me over Shabbos. Beautiful, beautiful articles from a wide range of different Torah personalities on the struggles of being a Baal HaBayis Bizman HaZeh. And all the articles are trying to mechazik that you can be a lechem chila Jew and be a working Jew. And that's okay. And the struggle of the Baal HaBayis are, in fact, in many ways more inspiring than the person who is sitting in Kola. And therefore, says the Talmud Rebbe, some people think if I want to be a Ben Torah Amiti, I need to learn all day. V'lo lahafsik af l'rega echad. Who ofech lachshov bechashuvim? He wants to be the chashuv shebechashuvim, and Torah will make you chashuv shebechashuvim. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalgel lepisto inyan nachut. And then all of a sudden, his wife needs help changing a diaper, or he needs to take one of his kids to the doctor. She after lasos ayidei achirim umachriach oso laazov esatorah lagiel lebesamim rosh. And now he has to go out and be osek in Mordechai's world. Amnam na'im ma'od lasheves ulilmod. But to him, he'd rather be learning. But who said to me you need to be chashuv? I love that line. Look at that line. Who says you need to be chashuv? You're right, Torah is the most chashuv thing in the world. Who says the avodah of being a Jew is being chashuv? Where does it say in the Torah that the goal of Yiddishkeit is to be chashuv? The goal of a Jew is to do Ratzon Hashem. And if Ratzon Hashem right now says Nachutz overrides chashuv, that shaking a lulav overrides learning about shaking a lulav, that reading the Megillah, Mevatlin Talmud Torah V'Alachshmo Mikra Megillah, if jumping into the water to save someone's life is more important than learning Gemara, even though the Gemara is Mekayim the entire world, like the Nefesh HaChaim said, Mi Omer Shekadosh Baruch Hu Rota Sheteishev Etilmud Torah Benachas. Who says that you should sit and just relax and learn Torah when Klal Yisrael are drowning? Where does it say that? Concludes the Talmud Rebbe, the bottom paragraph. Lo maspik liestofe ba'ol hashal Torah. Yesh es ha'inyan shel gadol Talmud shemevi l'dei maisa. We can't forget the reality that Talmud is supposed to lead to action. Ve'oi ve'avoi l'mishachote la'emes ha'trufa azos. And woe to the person who denies this refined reality, this truthful and refined reality of what Torah is asking from us. And he concludes with a beautiful vart from his grandfather. We're on the last page, on page 279. Asayim b'meimra chasidus shemati mi'asaba. I'll conclude with what I heard from Rav Yochanan Tversky mitolna, my grandfather, Zechetzadim Kaddish Levracha, who heavy zos kimidumani b'shem tzadikim kadmonim. My grandfather told me from earlier tzadikim, kach lecha b'samim rosh mor dror. The Torah doesn't have the kudos. So when it says b'samim rosh, you can read it as if it says b'shamayim rosh. How do you know? Kach lecha. Right? A person has to acquire a Rebbe for himself. Asay lecha rav. Kach lecha. Take for yourself a Rebbe. A Rebbe who's what? Bisamim Rosh. Or Bashamayim Rosh. How do you know if you have a Rebbe who's Bashamayim Rosh, who in Shemayim he's seen as a true Gadol B'Yisrael, that he's a Rosh in Shemayim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu likes the way that he's acting? There are many fakers, he says. Harei yesh harbe zayfanim, anshei delomayle. There are a lot of people out there who might not be the right person. Eich teida mihu a rav amiti. How do you know who a true rav is? Says the Talmud Rebbe b'shem his grandfather. You should search out Mar Dror. The pasuk says, Kach lecha, take for yourself a Rebbe. Bashamayim Rosh. who in the Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes him. You know what type of leader HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds of in Shemayim? Mar Dror. What does it mean, Mar Dror? Is that Shemayvi Dror? Dror means what? Dror is the Lashon of Cherus. Right? Dror is the Lashon of Yovel. Everything goes free through the concept of Dror. So, Mar Dror. Take a Rebbe, when there's someone who's Mar, when someone who's hurting, and someone is suffering, Dror, he sets him free. He relieves him from his suffering. That he's a Dror, that he's a source of fresh air. Lamari Nefesh. Imata Roa Rav Kazeh, Sha'ozer Linidchon B'chalushim. Someone who's looking to help a broken Klal Yisrael, and is willing to pick his head up out of the Gemara in order to save his fellow Jews, that's the type of person who's a Rosh in Shemayim. HaMedrash Omer, Echor Me'achav Yigalenu. One from amongst the brothers will redeem us, Zeh Mordechai. Tichsiv Be'ver Ratzoy L'Rov Echav. Says the Talmud Rebbe, Echor Me'achav. To describe Mordechai as just one from amongst the brothers? Mordechai was a great leader in Klal Yisrael. Why is he just described as being one of the brothers? Says the Talmud Rebbe, because that's exactly what Mordechai was. He was one of the brothers. He knew how to not always wear the mantle of Chashuv. He took off the mantle of Chashuv and he made himself one of the brothers and he saved Klal Yisrael. And that's the lesson of Mordechai Tzaddik. And that's what it means to overcome the Rafi Yodeyem and a Torah. And that's what it means when we started with Gadol Talmud Torah Me'atzalas Nefashos. It's true. In the hierarchy of Chashivas, Torah study will always be at the top. But there's another way a Jew has to look at the world. Concludes the Talmud Rebbe in the final paragraph. U'mikan teitzei kriya l'chol bachar v'tof. And therefore every one of us who have this chus right now to learn yeshiva. Some of us already in the working world in this room. Right? But to strike this balance, learn how to operate within these two conflicting systems. The system of chashuv and the system of nachutz. We have to appreciate Torah for what it is. The most chashuv thing in the world. Tov schara mikol schara. Ki lakach tov nasati lechem. Like we saw, the best merchandise in the world. Aval im yagia davar shal nechitzus. Yesh la'asoso besimcha uvetuv leva. Ko shenemar kimu vekiblu ha'yehudim aleyem v'alzaram. V'akol anilvim aleyem. V'lo yavor liyos osim. Osim. Poem is about osim. As shnei hayam me'ila. Kich savam b'kizmanam b'chol shana v'shana. Uve'ezes Hashem nizke gam l'pasuk haba. V'yemeya poem me'ila lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim. V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. Amen. Ken yirat son. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day.